This is KJ5POU. How far up the antenna pole was your friend?
Likely would have been about 40 feet. About 40 feet, I guess. So all his weight landed on both of his feet there. And when he hit the ground, it just crushed both ankles, both feet and ankles. So it's like mush in there, and the doctors had to totally reconstruct his both feet. And he did get some movement out of it where he could walk around with a cane and stuff like that. But because how things are healing, he's always going to need a surgery here or surgery there now to keep it sort of functioning, I guess. But it's still awfully painful that he has a lot of pain with it and stuff, and very hard for him to get around. So even with all the therapies and stuff, because the doctors had to reconstruct his whole foot on both feet there, so it was quite the operation. But anyways, back to you there, Cheryl there. Go ahead.
This is KJ5POU. Well, that is such a sad story. I will keep him in my prayers and thoughts. But at least he is still here, because that accident could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you're so right there. And him having a young family there, you know, parents would have been without a dad. And yeah, it wouldn't have been good there. So or the kids would have been without a dad. Yeah, so at least he's still here. He can still spend time with his kids and watch them grow up and all that fun stuff. So I've been through all that already with my kids. I've got three kids, and they're all been grown and out of the house for a number of years. And I have fun with the grandchildren now. So my oldest grandchild is 11 years old. So I think she turns 12 here. In June here, I do believe. So, yeah, she's getting into that teenage girl years. And already starting to give mom and dad a hard time there. Hi. Oh, boy. But she's my angel, so. And then I got four grandkids in total, so. The other two aren't as close away, but I still get to see them. Every once in a while, so that's
B-E-7-S-L-Z.
Yeah, that's the funnest part for me in life these days is my grandchildren. So, fine business and all that there. So, do you guys have any children of your own, you and your husband, or grandkids, or I'm not even sure how old you'd be there. Back to you there, Cheryl. KJ5POUB5RJM.
This is KJ5POU. Yes, I have three children, and then my husband has two children, and then we have grandkids from all of our kids, and our light and joy is our little granddaughter. Her name is Grace, and she is 7, and she just loves coming over, and we live out in the country on about 40 acres, and her life is over here riding in Papa's golf cart. Over.
KJ5POUV5RJM. Well, that sounds like fun. Oh, I can relate to that. Well, we don't live on an acreage, but nice that you're doing that. Man, I tell you what I'd give for an acreage. I tell you, just financially, it's not feasible for me. And the way my health is, I can't do all the work on an acreage. I was brought up on a farm and an acreage, and I moved into town. I've never moved back, but look at the antennas you can put up, a nice antenna farm and all that, and yeah, a place for your granddaughter to, or grandson or whatever, to play around there, a lot of space, and oh yeah, fun times. I can relate to all that. Yeah, no, they grew up so darn fast, you know, you blink and they're, you know, I can't believe how fast my grandkids are growing. I don't remember my kids growing up that fast, but every time I see them, they got new stories for me and all that sort of thing. So, how old is your granddaughter there, Grace? Go ahead.
This is KJ5POU. Grace is 7 years old. She is a blessing in disguise. About 4 years ago, her and her dad, my husband's son, and then my husband's daughter's, let me start over. 4 years ago, my husband's daughter's husband and their little boy, and then my husband's son and little Grace and her mama were all involved in a real bad car wreck. They were pulling a trailer. They had been down to help somebody cut some grass, and they were on the way home, and the tie rod in that pickup broke, and they swerved and hit a tree, and it killed little Grace's mother, and it killed our grandson, who was 14 at the time. So little Grace will always have that little special niche in our heart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have my wife and I are... Our condolences there from your family, that's for sure. Nobody should be able to go through something like that. I can't even imagine. I've been so blessed that nothing's happened. I worry like a worrywart, you know, with my kids. And of course, you probably share the same feelings and stuff, you and your husband. Whenever bad weather strikes or whatever, things could happen and go wrong very quickly. And, yeah, our condolences for sure. And, it's very tough going through something like that. I can't even imagine. And I can't say I've ever been through that, thank goodness. Can't imagine losing any of my grandkids or my children or anyone in my family like that. So, being on the highway or whatever, it's a very dangerous place these days. Everybody's in a rush and mechanical things can go wrong, and there's so many little things that can happen. And, person sometimes doesn't realize it when you're traveling down the road there. So, So, well, I will. That's a sad story there. So, prayers with you there, Cheryl there, and your husband. What's your husband's name? And I do have a granddaughter that's 7 years old as well. So she's lives about 2.5 hours away from us here in the Queen City there. So I get to see her every once in a while. So I got this surgery coming up here on May the 5th, so I'll probably end up seeing her, and I'm probably going out for supper with them the day before. So, Anyways, pass it back to you there. What's your husband's name there, and what does he do for a living there? KJ5POUV5RJM.
This is KJ5POU. I really appreciate the kind words. My husband's name is Randy. His call sign is KJ5POV. And he's new, a new technician as well. But we really appreciate those kind words. We are both retired, and we live in down here, and I am my dad's caretaker, and yes, we're always busy having extra land. There's always something to do. We have dad has about a 60-foot tower with his antenna on there, and then we have two other I guess about 32-foot antennas that are right by our shack. And so now that we're all into the hobby of talking on the radio, we've been pushing all of our side work aside and trying to get everything going back up. Mm-hmm. And we always say, we'll do grass tomorrow, we'll, you know, shred grass tomorrow, but we try to keep it going. It's something to do around here all the time. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Copy all that. And, you got a great signal. Yeah, you know, on an acreage or farm, there's always things to do and lots of things to do. It seems like you just finished doing one thing and it's, you know, right back and you're doing it again, like cutting grass for one thing. So when I lived on the farm, pretty much when I got done cutting the grass when I was a young kid, I remember about a week after that, I'd have to start all over again. We had a lot of grass out in the farm there on the yard sites and all that. So, and of course, we had cattle. We had it was a mixed farming operation back then, and I got to see it all. Fortunately, my children haven't been able to have that pleasure of living on a farm or whatever. But we do visit some other friends that have acreages, and we do quadding and stuff like that out there and do different things. And of course, our backyard here, we do have a fire pit and stuff, so we cook our wieners and smokies and all that stuff. So I'm actually 15, going to be 59 here in July, and I'm on disability right now, but I put in 37 years as a gas pipeline sitter, and we also had a computer store retail outlet where people would come and buy computer supplies, and I would fix other people's computers and set up internet for them and stuff like that. So me being in this hobby of amateur radio, I just kind of went hand in hand with things back then. That was, we sold the business in 03 because we just couldn't keep up with it anymore. It just expanded. And of course, it seemed like the people I hired, it took me twice as long to do the job there because I'd have to teach them how to do it, and then they wouldn't do it right when they were on their own, and then I'd have to fix it anyways. So so we decided just to sell the business and move on to something else. So, but anyhow, that's my story. And I got divorced from that lady, and I'm with another lady here now. So we're enjoying life as much as a person can be in my position here, being disabled. But